Today we pray for your city, Lucerne Valley and Lytle Creek. Lord, you said you would pour out a spirit of grace and supplication. We are asking you to pour out a persistent desire in us to pray for the people in our city, in Lucerne Valley, and in Lytle Creek. You say to pray without ceasing. May we be found doing just that, praying until something happens. We see the problems facing each of these communities and know without a work from you, without your touch, without your hand involved, without you doing something and infusing us with a desire to keep praying, they could fall prey to all sorts of trouble. But you are the Lord of Heaven's armies. Nothing is too difficult for you. We petition you to forgive the sins of the people in these communities and bring a sweeping revival. For laborers for the harvest in these areas, and people to disciple the harvest. Amen. Lucerne Valley has a population of 6640. It's 35 miles south of Barstow in the Mojave Desert. The poverty is high at 37%. That is very high. The average in California is 15. In recent news, Ontario Duo was suspected of using a stolen van that rammed into a sheriff's vehicle in Lucerne Valley. Lytle Creek, population of 400, even though it's small, it's nestled in the San Gabriel Mountains, offshoot from Fontana, right below the mountain range. It has a firing range and a ranger station. Recently in the news, local authorities conducted off-highway vehicle enforcement in this area. A lot of people go off-riding in that area. So, Father, we lift up these communities. We thank you that we have some ideas from prayerstrategy.org on how to pray for the transformation of these communities. We pray for the spiritual leaders. Even though there are no churches in Lytle Creek and just a few in Lucerne Valley, we pray that the people there will attend churches in local areas. Lytle Creek is close to the large city, Fontana, and a very large city, Rialto. Both house many churches. So we pray for the leaders of the communities near them to target these communities with the gospel, with outreaches, with Bible studies, with ways for them to connect. We pray for an attitude of prayer and supplication across the cities, the people in there, those who know you, those who live there. We pray, God, that you will post watchmen who will never be silent day or night, who will call upon you and not take rest and give you no rest until you establish and make them a praise in our county. That people would stand in the gap for them. We pray for the culture of how these communities were designed. We know in Lucerne Valley they had quite a few accidents over the last past several years that devastated the communities, and they were in the news. We pray for the schools in those communities. There's a small one in Lytle Creek, and then there's several in Lucerne Valley and in our own cities. We pray, God, that the teachers will rise up and not give in to all the pressure to do what is the standards that they know are not true. We pray for parents to take kids out of schools that are not teaching what is right and put them in schools that are, that allow the children to speak up for God and not be put down for it. We ask God that the government that's governing these communities, that they would govern them with justice and ethics and strong ethics. And we pray for the recreation that definitely happens in Lytle Creek and some in Lucerne Valley. We pray, God, that it would be used for something good and not evil. In the mighty name of Jesus, we claim these cities for your kingdom. In Jesus' name.